Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We are getting dangerously close to the weekend. You heard Dave Murray talk about Evolution Festival. Perfect weather for that at Forest Park. I have James Walburn, who is with a band called His Lordship. They'll play one of the stages on Saturday night. James is also the lead guitarist, has been for a while, for the Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde. And he played with Sunvolt also, so has some Missouri connections with Jay Farrar, who used to live in my neighborhood, Holly Hills. He might still live there. I'm not sure. So great connection there. James will be in tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, Leland Vittert. Leland was an intern for Charlie Brennan. Fred, would this go back decades, or I don't even know if I know the time frame on that, but I always remember when I was on KMOX, Charlie would have, you know, he would call him Lucky Vittert, right, on the show, and he was at Fox at the time. You remember how long ago that was?
I can't remember when that was.
Well, he's gone on to do some great things, and now he is one of the anchors and hosts at News Nation. He's written a book that's coming out, and I did not know this about Leland, and I've never met him, but he's on, like, the autism spectrum, so he's writing about some things related to that, right?
And how important his dad was, Mark Vittert, to helping them get through that.
All right. Well, so that's in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow. We have, of course, the Reardon Roundtable. We'll mix it up on all things politics with Jane, Jeff Rainford, former chief of staff for Mayor Slay, and the former mayor of Ferguson when all that nonsense went down with Mike Brown. James Knowles will be here. We have all the regular stuff in the 4 o'clock hour. Paul Hall on entertainment and Cusimano talking a little baseball. Hey, by the way, and I just want to mention this because you can use the Rewind app, and I know that we're all down about the way that the Cardinals have performed this year, but we had Bill with the third on, the Cardinals president, a couple hours ago, talking about his visit last week with Pope Leo at the Vatican, in which he gifted a Cardinals jersey that said, you know, Leo on the back. And Pope Leo told Mr. DeWitt that his father was a Cardinals fan. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, was a White Sox fan, but his dad, Pope Leo's dad, was a Cardinals fan, right?
That's right. And Leland was an intern at KMOX around the year 2000 about 25 years
circle
ago.
Circle back on that one. But yeah, that was a while ago. So anyway, we'll talk more about all that tomorrow during the 4 and the 5 o'clock hour after the roundtable. Dwayne Patterson is back with us this afternoon. He hosts the Dwayne's World podcast. He contributes at hotair.com. He's an outstanding political pundit. He's full of energy and excitement. How are you this afternoon?
Dwayne has been taking notes, by the way. Leland Vittert, who has been 19 years old for 30 years.
Yeah, he has that advantage, doesn't he?
He does have that advantage. He's a good friend of ours too, actually. So that was neat to hear. And you're mentioning, who's this lead guitarist for the Pretenders again?
James Walburn is his name. He, you know, he's a younger
isn't
guy.
Isn't that like Murphy Brown's secretary?
Not really, because this dude can shred it, and you should hear this band, His Lordship.
hasn't she gone through about 35 lead guitars?
Oh, yeah, over the years. But he's been with Chrissy for about, I think, 13, 14 years. But obviously,
that's just a record.
He was born in 1980, so he was born when the Pretenders were, you know, kind of hitting their peak. But, no, he's a cool dude. And this festival that we have this weekend, it's great. It's an outdoor festival at Forest Park, and they moved it a couple years ago. They had it in August, and the weather was just too hot and rainy. They moved it to the end of September, and they made the right move because the weather here in this part of the country is finally getting nice. You live in a part of the country where the weather's always nice, so you're spoiled.
Absolutely. That's the only reason we live here. It's because of the weather.
I don't blame you. All right, so let's kind of start on the Gestapo, Dwayne.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
And here's the governor of your state, California, Gavin Newsom, on Tuesday night.
ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
I think they know what they're afraid of, right? A gunman that is targeting them with, shell casings that have engravings on them. And with what we're finding out now is at least a small manifesto about how much he hated ICE.
They impeached Donald Trump for giving a speech at a rally of which a small fraction got caught up in the spirit of the moment and went bonkers. But they impeached Donald Trump for a speech he gave that did not cause any incendiary violence. They called it stochastic rhetoric, stochastic terrorism, which is just an intellectually lazy term. What we have now is Democrats, one right after another. There was a montage I think our friends at Newsbusters came up with that had a minute and a half, 2 minutes of nonstop people on MSNBC, anchors and guests alike, doing nothing but referring to ICE as a Gestapo or
SS. I played it yesterday. I had Curtis Houck on the show yesterday. Yeah, and it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't too hard to find all that material. They put it together
absolutely
very quickly.
Not. Oh, absolutely. And so, you have to, if we're going to use that stupid term of stochastic rhetoric, which I think is just, silly on steroids to begin with. It's a vapid term. But if that's the rule, and again, if the left is the ones that set the rule for the last couple of decades and they tried to persecute us and prosecute us in some cases by that rule, we only have one rule. And if that rule now is if you say something and words can lead to violence, then let's talk about words leading to violence, because that's almost exclusively what we have seen from the left as far as left-wing violence for the last, 10, 15 years? Virtually all of it is originating from the left.
Oh, I you wouldn't know that if you watched CNN, right? Or MSNBC, or ABC, or CBS. I mean, I had Scott Jennings on earlier this afternoon. You saw what Keith Olbermann did with him?
Yes.
I mean, basically said, you're next, MF-er. And, I certainly sounded like a threat. He took it down and he apologized, but that guy, we've known for a while that he's crazy. But good Lord, I mean, all this rhetoric, and they wonder, and we've got a bad pattern going on right now with these bullet casings and people engraving, anti-ICE, anti-government, whatever they're engraving on these, the fascist bullet casings and stuff. Now what, do we have three cases like that? So that's a bit of a trend that's taking off, and they're not exact copycat incidents, but they have to be inspired by what other, some of these other shooters are doing right now.
Going back to our favorite Bobo doll, which is MSNBC, they brought on a quote-unquote legal expert, former FBI official in the Biden and Obama Justice Department, that said that the shell casings, the writing, the anti-ICE stuff, the stuff that was on the shell casings in the assassination of Charlie Kirk, he blamed that on the right wing, because he said a long, long time ago there was a white supremacist that shot up a church and used that practice, and it hadn't been used in a long time. And so what we're seeing is these current shooters, not identifying them as left-wing shooters, but these current shooters, they were influenced by these white supremacists. So it's still the Republicans' fault. It's still the conservatives' side's fault for these left-wing shooters that are now using these slogans and anti-ICE etchings on shell casings.
All right, well, let's kind of wind this back to Jimmy Kimmel, because obviously one of the things that got people enraged, and justifiably so, is that he completely lied when he went on that monologue on that Monday night a week ago and blamed this on, you know, someone who was to the right of MAGA. That narrative, despite being completely blown up the following day after Jimmy Kimmel said that, I mean, I think we pretty much knew going into the weekend, but then Kimmel says that on a Monday. Tuesday's the day that we see the, you know, the text message exchanges. I'm still seeing pieces written by some of our friends on the left that are still blaming someone on the right for that particular incident, which is just stunning to me. But they don't stop, and they know. You can see some of the polling out there. If you poll some of the younger people in particular, they think it was someone on the right that inspired the violence with Charlie Kirk. They buy this right now because they've been told it over and over again.
Is there some polling out there on that? Certainly. You can find polling that shows that. I'm looking at the larger, greater good here, and the larger, greater good here is you had the first post-assassination Turning Point USA young person rally at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia, last night. Obviously, Charlie Kirk could not be there because the left killed him. So instead, Megyn Kelly and the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin,
yeah,
gave a wonderful address. And the capacity in the hall was into the rafters. I mean, they had it as packed as you can have it. They hung on the governor's every word. And at the end, he said, "Would you join me in prayer?" Everybody in the auditorium joined hands in prayer. I'm seeing a movement that is larger than what a handful of people with amplification on social media are saying about, oh, well, this is right wing, this is that, and trying to hold on to the narrative. You're going to see the noise, but what we're seeing in practice, there are many, 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 many times more people that are walking away from the lies, that are walking away from the nihilism, that are walking away from the emptiness that the left offers them.
I also think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tell me if I'm wrong about this. You know, we have seen, certainly, for obvious reasons, because they're worried about their career, people who are in the sports world or Hollywood in particular being very fearful about voicing any support for the right. Now, we've seen some exceptions of that. Chris Pratt comes to mind, and yep, maybe a couple others. But it seems like this is giving people, I know Jason Aldean just did a song, it's giving some people an entertainment because of the spirituality and the Christian angle of this, maybe a little bit more comfort with, because they can support Charlie in his message and what Turning Point's all about without specifically supporting Trump, which is more controversial. And it seems like people are willing to do that a lot more. So it's creating this moment where more people feel comfortable about speaking about their spirituality. And that kind of leads to the side they're on in politics, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I wrote about a week ago or a week and a half ago that if you get, I've been in conservative politics through broadcast for 30 years, trying to get candidates at state, local levels, national level. I've been working for the Republican conservative cause for three decades. But this is beyond that. If you use the moment for what the moment was meant for, and you see what God is doing, and you win souls over, and people get the faith right, if they get the faith part right, the politics will take care of them of itself. I have no doubt about that at all. As far as the ability of people like Jason Aldean and others to be more bold, I think we have Charlie and Erica Kirk to thank for that. Erica Kirk, you could not be more bold than what Erica Kirk showed on Sunday during that service. And not even just the I forgive him line, which is going to go down as one of the all-timers. We will be talking about that for generations. But if you'll remember what she said before she got there, before she wound up to the forgiveness stuff, she gave a classical apologist's treatise of the role of manhood and the role of what women should be. And that echoed all over the world. And it was just unabashed, unafraid, and it was awesome.
White Christian nationalism on display. That's all I saw was white Christian nationalism, Dwayne.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the fun part about this. That's going to be the charge of the left. That's going to be how media tries to frame this. In the past, people that are believers that didn't want to upset the left and didn't want to make too many waves and sat back in their pews, still gave, but didn't want to tell anybody that I'm this persuasion or I believe in this because they were afraid of what the backlash is. That's gone. People are now much more bold, and there are conversations being had around the water cooler at work. I'm having an ongoing conversation with my next door neighbor on bike rides we go on about every other night, and she's about this close to finally making a true profession of faith that she's been flirting with for three decades.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. It's very interesting, and we'll see how that kind of tracks in the coming months in particular. So what did you think about, I guaranteed one thing, it was an easy call that Jimmy would cry, but what did you think about the it wasn't really an apology, obviously. He said some things that certainly resonated. I'd like to believe him on some of the front. He said nice things about Erica Kirk, but he didn't really say, I'm sorry for blaming MAGA and
he
claiming a MAGA person was involved in this.
But he can't, can he? I mean, let's take aside the emotion and the anger from the right and separate all that out of it. If you look at it in practicality, he can't apologize. If he apologized, what do you think happens with the base that fought so hard for him a week ago?
Yeah,
they completely melt away, right. And they think that they think he's making a hostage video, right?
Yeah, they want him to be a martyr.
Right. And so if he caves and he's contrite and he says, I screwed this up, I'm going to try and do better, what do you think the fever swamp on the left's going to do? They're going to attack him and they're going to...
Right.
Right. So he can't apologize. He's stuck.
I got to ask you about Kamala's book. A must read, don't you think?
Certainly show prep, isn't it?
I mean,
it certainly provides for show prep. I loved the part where she did both Michael Strahan on Good Morning America, and she did, I think it was on The View. She said, this was the closest election we've had this century. This was the narrowest margin of victory this century. It's not only not the first.
Not even close.
Closest,
right, right.
The second, not the third, not the fourth. It's the fifth closest out of seven. it's absolutely ludicrous, the claims that she's making. And, you know, if she's going to go after Pete Buttigieg and spin herself into circles trying to say, well, I didn't pick him because, not because he was gay, but because the country knew he was gay, and I think the country wasn't ready to handle it, so I had to go a different direction. That's just spectacular. I'll take that all day long.
She's a homophobe and a bigot. That's what I would say about that. One more topic here. Is Jim Comey going to be indicted? Here's Van Jones. I heard him say this on CNN last night.
Look, I don't like Comey. No Democrat likes Comey. We see Comey as a person who threw a banana peel in front of Hillary Clinton right before she could have stopped this whole thing back in 2016. So he's no Democrat's favorite anything. But the idea that you're going to go rummaging back through the sock drawer back to 2020 to find something somebody said to put them in prison is totally nuts.
Thoughts on that?
Has anybody ever been prosecuted in this country for committing a False Statements Act violation to a federal agent?
I believe so.
Has anybody ever gone to jail for that?
Yes, they have. In fact, one of my panelists on Friday has done that. Yes.
So it seems pretty clear if Jim Comey said under oath, under penalty of perjury to Congress, X, and now it turns out Y happens to be true. Yeah, I think they should indict him. And again, it goes back to that one rule theory. We had this unwritten rule that you don't go after your political opponents, that you don't try to make a spectacle of the previous administration. It's kind of a clique. It's kind of a club. That went out the window with Donald Trump. They decided to indict him and throw everything they could at him. And I'm not saying that retribution is always the best way, but we have one rule. And if that's what the rule is, it seems to me that you're going to have some of that going the other way, too.
Dwayne Patterson, always great to have you on. I hope all is well. You can check him out at the Dwayne's World Podcast and hotair.com. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to play some of that audio that he referenced from Glenn Youngkin and Megan.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.